I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Yesterday, Cyclone Amphan made landfall in West Bengal, India, near the border with Bangladesh. The storm was the strongest ever recorded in the Bay of Bengal before weakening slightly to the equivalent of a Category 2 hurricane. Social distancing measures prompted by COVID-19 have made evacuations difficult. Peter Mazumdar with Asian Access says of Bangladesh,
more than 1.5 million people are in the cyclone center now, and they are in the safe place. But at the same time, they are a little bit scared about to go to the cyclone center because of the coronavirus situation.
Asian Access already has been working in the region, providing supplies to help with the pandemic. Would you pray for their safety as they continue to be the hands and feet of Christ? And pandemic restrictions are changing operations for nearly every business under the sun. Wycliffe USA's Andy Keener says it's affecting Bible translation, too. See, teams are still translating God's Word, but how they do it is changing. It's easy to transition work online in places with easy access to Wi-Fi.
But where the work is, many of those folks are locked down, and not all those folks have internet at home, so it can be a challenge.
In some cases, Bible translators are pausing the work to serve the wider needs of their community.
Some of the sign language Bible translation teams, these are deaf people who are doing Bible translation on video in national sign languages. They've stepped back for just a brief period of time, and they're recording videos that can be sent out explaining to deaf people how to follow all of the national guidelines.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is offering the free book called The Dime That Lasted Forever by Rochonga Padidi. Sometimes we need the tales of the impossible to be reminded of the adventures that build our faith. Get your copy when you sign up at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.